Hello, everyone. Thank you for being with us today. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Happy Christmas Eve to all of you. We hope you're having a great day today, wherever you may be. You know, it's really kind of interesting. Some families really celebrate Christmas Eve more than actually Christmas Day, and other people celebrate Christmas Day more than Christmas Eve. Whichever of those two categories you fall into, we hope that this is a great day for you. You know, everyone has a different style of music that they like to listen to, which makes sense, right? Because we're all different. We all have different likes and interests. Some people love country music, and some people really don't love country music. If you're not a really big fan of it, guess what? You don't have to be. This, though, is still a really great story that we wanted to share with you today, we promise. So just to start out, you kind of have to respect somebody who is the top-selling recording artist of the last 20 years. This man has sold more than 125 million albums. That's pretty impressive, whether you like country music or not. Those are big numbers. But what's even more significant is that he left it all behind. American country singer Garth Brooks left stardom and fame and the music industry for more than a decade. Now, to have that kind of success and then to just leave it and walk away, why did he leave the limelight? Well, back in 2000, Garth Brooks explained in an interview that he realized while he was attending one of his kids' soccer games that he had had more fun than all 10 years of touring. What kind of man or a woman does that? Well, apparently, Garth Brooks isn't the only one. In an article from Yahoo Music on December 6th, 2013, entitled "Now You See 'Em, Now You Don't, Garth Brooks and Other Country Disappearing Acts," the article lists other people such as country singers Shania Twain and Clint Black, who have also left the limelight to be with their families more. In 2001, Clint Black took 3 years off from his hit-making career after the birth of his daughter, and he told PBS something kind of funny, actually. He said, "It ended up not being a smart career move, but it was a really smart dad move. I wouldn't go back and try to do anything for my career in exchange for that." Isn't that a great thing to say? It was a smart dad move. That's really kind of a sweet thing for him to say. But one thing that all of these country singers seem to have in common is absolutely no regret for putting what matters most first. Garth Brooks said that his opportunity to watch his children grow was a gift from God. He said, "I think if everybody was allowed that luxury, 99% of us parents would take it," he said. "They just grow up so fast." There are probably a lot of you out there who feel the same way. Either you are parents who have sacrificed and dearly love your children, or perhaps you have been the recipient of that kind of love, maybe from a parent or a grandparent or another family member. It's interesting to see the sacrifice that parents make on a daily basis for their children. Because today is Christmas Eve, we wanted to share with you a Christmas Eve story about a mother sacrificing for her children. And this was told in the Christmas devotional this year, December 2013, and it was a talk given by Elder Ronald A. Rasband, and it's entitled "Glory to God." Here's the story in his own words.
"Some of our ancestors were among the early saints who gathered to Zion. One woman, Hannah Last Cornaby, settled in Spanish Fork, Utah. In those difficult times, Christmas was sometimes marked with a precious orange or a carved toy or perhaps only a rag doll, but not always. Hannah wrote of December 25th, 1856, "Christmas Eve came and my darlings, with childish faith, hung up their stockings, wondering if they would be filled. With aching heart, which I concealed from them, I assured them they would not be forgotten, and they fell asleep with joyful anticipation for the morning. Not having a particle of sweetening, I knew not what to do. They must not, however, be disappointed. I then thought of some squash in the house, which I boiled and then strained off the liquid, that, when simmered a few hours, made a sweet syrup. With this and a little spice, I made gingerbread dough, which, when cut into every conceivable variety of design and baked in a skillet, for I had no stove, filled their stockings and pleased them as much as would the most fancy confections. In between the lines of this story is an account of a mother working through the night with not even a stove to ease her efforts. Yet she was committed to bring joy to her children, to reinforce their faith, to affirm in their home, happy day, all is well. Isn't this the message of Christmas? President Monson teaches, our opportunities to give of ourselves are indeed limitless, but they are also perishable. There are hearts to gladden. There are kind words to say. There are gifts to be given.
There are mothers and fathers out there among you who are listening today who do that for your children. We know that you do. And it isn't just at Christmas time. It's all year round. Or like we said earlier, maybe you've been the recipient of that kind of love. But Elder Rasband kind of sums it up when he says, isn't this the message of Christmas? So whether you have children or not, it's giving that kind of love and that kind of sacrifice for someone around you. That is really the true spirit of Christmas. That's the message that we'd like to leave you with today as we close. From all of us here at the Mormon Channel, we wish you a happy Christmas Eve. Hope you have a wonderful day wherever you may be. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled Silent Night, and it's featuring Brooke White. Thanks again for being with us. Have a wonderful day.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, bright. Peace. Savior.